Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know you were watching the quarterbacks at the Combine. I know you were paying attention over the weekend. We know that sometimes it means something, sometimes it means nothing. Anthony Richardson went up the draft boards in a major way last year because of the Combine. And it seemed like you got some good measurements on your guys. I know you were. I know this is crazy, but you love this stuff. Hand sizes and weights and all of those things, because it does translate into the league when it comes to success sometimes.
Yeah, there's
with
no
some
question.
Of these guys.
No question. If you're like under 205 pounds, the chances for success at the quarterback position is very, very rare. Very rare. I mean, about as rare as it gets. Mm. So the reason I say that is because, and remember I told you, I met him, I liked him. He looks like he's a bolt on the football field, but Jaden Daniels has got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger.
Yeah.
And he can't show up. I don't know if he showed up to come. I think he was less than 210 pounds. So he's got a frame that looks like it can handle 220 to 225. And if he can get bigger, and he's still a young kid, so he's going to grow some. But that doesn't mean that he can't play in the NFL, because I think he's tall enough and unbelievably athletic. So, kind of an interesting combine for him. He didn't throw or any of that other stuff. You know, Michael Penix had all the measurables that you want. He's got everything. The problem is the injury history, and everybody's backing off of that. But then all of a sudden, J.J. McCarthy's coming out of nowhere. Like, you know, he's the second coming. And I don't know about that either, simply because I heard he had a little trouble in the passing department, because he did throw.
Well, I mean, that's not good.
I mean, when you're out
in the passing department,
especially when nobody's covering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know how this happens with some of these guys. I mean, my guess is that because the national championship win obviously is going to boost his resume, but I just think that we become so quarterback obsessed, especially with the way that the cap is structured, where you can get a quarterback on a rookie deal, and if that guy performs well and is a starter right out of the gate for you, you can build around him and really have a shot at a championship. And so, I guess some of these guys get completely overrated in the process.
Yeah, so what ends up happening here is that, you know, watching Dynasty, and I know Al and I are knee-deep in it about the Patriots and about Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe and the decision-making for Bill Belichick and all the different things that went on around the Patriots. You know, and Tom Brady was a six-round draft choice. He was lanky. He was slow. You know, they talk about in this Dynasty about him waiting for the pick to be made, and he's actually the fourth quarterback that is on the Patriots roster when he starts there. And, you know, then they take you through all the decision-making that Belichick has to go through as to whether or not he's going to put Drew Bledsoe back in after he comes back from injury, after getting hit by Mo Lewis and all that stuff. But if you looked at Tom Brady's tape, you would say, that guy's not going to turn into anything. And I would just say that one of the reasons why I think Jim Harbaugh said what he said about J.J. McCarthy is maybe he just has that little bit of an intangible that Tom Brady has. And Mr. Kraft, Bob Kraft, says in this Dynasty, he said, you know, and I've heard this story a million times, but he said that Tom Brady came up and he introduced himself to Mr. Kraft, said, I'm Mr. Kraft, I'm Tom Brady. And Mr. Kraft said, I know who you are. You're a sixth-round draft pick out of Michigan. And he goes, I'm the best draft pick. I'm the best decision you've ever made. Something like that.
Yeah, it's a legendary story. Right. I think there's lots of players who've said stuff like that. And Johnny Manziel said, I'm going to tear this league up.
Well, Johnny Manziel, you know, coming out of college was an idiot.
No,
I don't think Tom Brady was an idiot.
But we never hear about the stories about the guys who say that same thing to the owner and are total busts. I'm sure Jamarcus Russell said, hey, man, let's go do this. Let's win a Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.